The grant was to help the insects during their annual trek to Mexico over the winter. The grant from the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation to restore and enhance critical monarch butterfly habitat along the Mississippi River. But the DNR's Owen Boyle says the populations of the once common monarchs have fallen by 90% in the last 25 years. He says habitat loss throughout the monarch's breeding range, which includes Wisconsin, is considered the primary cause of the monarch population crash.
Specifically for monarch butterflies, as most kids learn in school these days, monarch butterflies need milkweed plants. It's the only thing that they can lay their eggs on, and the larvae or caterpillars can eat. And so loss of milkweed and then the nectar plants that the adults need, you know, just your regular native flowering plants, loss of those from the landscape has really been what's driving the decline of monarchs.
Researchers say as native vegetation is replaced by roadways, manicured lawns, crops, and non-native gardens, pollinators lose food and nesting sites necessary for their survival. More information is on the DNR webpage by typing pollinators into the search box. There are several tips for property owners who would like to help out. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.